This is the Dallas Morning News.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
It's Tuesday, April 11th, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high near 76 and a low near 55. Here are today's headlines. At a rate of more than one killing per day, March marked one of Dallas's deadliest months in years. The city recorded 34 murders, a single-month death toll not seen in Dallas since October 2020, which, according to police, reached 35. Data kept by the Dallas Morning News shows a single week in March accounted for nearly half of the tally, including the death of a sleeping 11-year-old boy in North Dallas, a quadruple homicide at a Northwest Dallas apartment complex, and a double homicide at a Deep Ellum bar. The city's overall murder count in 2023 is 79 victims, up 23.4% from the same period in 2022. Overall violent crime, which includes murders, robberies, and aggravated assaults, is down about 3.6% this year. Police officials say an uptick in calls for service and staffing shortages have placed more demands on officers. In other news, the Justice Department on Monday appealed a Texas court ruling that would halt approval of the most commonly used method of abortion in the U.S., calling the decision extraordinary and unprecedented. The request to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals was filed just days after conflicting court rulings over the legality of the abortion medication mifepristone put in doubt access to the drug that has been widely available for more than 20 years. A U.S. district judge issued his decision Friday, but ruled it would not take effect for 7 days. The Biden administration asked the New Orleans-based appellate court to extend the pause on the Texas order. The decision came at nearly the same time a separate federal judge in the state of Washington directed U.S. authorities not to make any changes that would restrict access to the drug in at least 17 states where Democrats had sued. The whiplash of conflicting decisions is likely to put the issue on an accelerated path to the Supreme Court. Up next, Cook Children's Medical Center saw 30 infants die because of unsafe sleeping situations, according to new data released by the Fort Worth Children's Center. Doctors at the pediatric hospital say new and exhausted parents are putting their children at risk by sleeping together in the same bed or using unneeded blankets and cushions in cribs. Waking up every few hours in the middle of the night to feed their newborn, parents may find it easier to let the baby sleep in their bed with them. It's a seemingly harmless decision that can lead to a parent's worst nightmare. This is the first time the hospital has released data on infant deaths linked to unsafe sleep, so it's difficult to compare with years past. But trauma injury prevention coordinator Sharon Evans said the death toll in the past 15 months is at the highest peak since she began her role at Cook Children's in 2008. And Greg Hudson, the Dallas Zoo president who oversaw the facility through successes like its privatization and the construction of the Giants of the Savannah habitat, as well as difficulties including a recent string of unprecedented break-ins, has died. The Dallas Zoo confirmed Hudson died late last week following a brief but valiant battle with cancer. He was 64 years old. The zoo said it is heartbroken to lose such a visionary leader, but its team is ready and proud to continue working off of the success Hudson left. Hudson was a North Star for so many, an emailed statement from the Dallas Zoo said. He was a husband, father, son, and leader in the zoo and aquarium industry. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.